This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We heard Jerry play a couple of clips from Joe Douglas. That was the first time I had heard them. I had read them this morning, and we've been around Joe. We've also been around Joe in much better times. We've interviewed him at training camp where he's been happy and excited. We had him at Boomer and Geo Live, the first one, where he was all excited about, you know, Aaron Rodgers, who was not officially a Jet at that point, but he said that he would be here. So hearing him the way I heard him in those clips, he sounded sad to me. I mean, he really sounded
How would you sound going through what they've gone through thus far? And I'm sure he had a very close relationship with Rob Saleh. I can't believe that he would have advocated the firing of him. I don't know if he did or he didn't. I don't believe he did. I think this is just something that the rambunctious owner did. And, you know, at the time, I thought maybe this would fire the team up and, you know, give them a little bit of a jump, but it didn't do that. It didn't have the initial effect that I thought it was going to have. As a matter of fact, they ended up losing three in a row.
Yeah, and so I said multiple times before I heard Joe Douglas speak that Woody Johnson cut off Joe Douglas's balls in front of everybody, and he did it twice. One, firing the coach when Joe Douglas didn't want that to happen, and two, making that Hassan Reddick deal happen when Joe Douglas had spent months and months and months holding the line and saying, we're not going to cave to this guy, and then Woody Johns was like, no, we are. We're going to bring him in, and we're going to figure this thing out.
Well, I think Drew Rosenhaus might have had something to do with that as well. You know, as much as Drew Rosenhaus has a Scott Boras kind of persona, Drew Rosenhaus is a lot like Donald Trump. Let's make a deal. Mm-hmm. I want to make a deal. That's they're deal makers. And most owners, believe it or not, don't mind dealing with Drew Rosenhaus because he wants to get his client in and playing. And, you know, it's not like Drew has a lot of guys that have always held out, but he usually gets them their money and usually comes to the player and says, can we talk about and discuss the actual situation here? And they come to a deal.
Yeah.
They're deal makers. It's not great for everybody, but they get the deal done. That's who Drew Rosenhaus is. And yeah, I agree with you. I hear a little bit of sadness in Joe's voice too, but I also think that he's got to be guarded. You know, he's got to be that way because they fired the coach in the middle of the season. It seems like it happened 10 weeks ago. It happened 3 weeks ago.
I know. And because there's been just so much going on, not only in sports, but also in the world. And it does seem like 3 years ago at this point. So, I mean, it sounds like to me that this is a guy who is, it knows that he's not going to be here next year.
Well, they got to turn it around. If they turn it around, they'll all be here. If they somehow get into the playoffs and win a playoff game, then I think they all come back.
So they got to win a playoff game now too?
Well, I would say, like, if they can, and again, I don't know if they will or they won't. To me, like I told you yesterday, I think they had to win that game in New England to get on a run, but some people feel like 9 wins is going to be able to get you in. The question is, are the teams in front of them going to lose while they are winning? That's really what it comes down to. And for the Jets, They went from being the 16th ranked team in the AFC now to the 10th ranked team in a little less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know that there has to be some scoreboard watching with all the wild cards that are out there and teams being mediocre. But, I mean, the Jets really just generally, if you win more than you lose and they do that in the second half of the season, then they'll find themselves in a good situation because there's just not a lot of great teams out there that are in the middle in the AFC. So they just got to focus on winning these games.
How many teams have two losses? Like, what, seven of them or something? Some crazy
two
number.
Two wins, I think,
or
right?
Two wins. I mean, some crazy number. And it's all jumbled up. I mean, there are some significantly good teams in some of these conferences, in each of these conferences. But the wild cards are wild for a reason. They are wide open, and there are three of them in each conference. And if you are a Jet player or coach, if you are Joe Douglas, even though you know got this thing hanging over your head with Rob Saleh being fired, you got to go to work every single day thinking that you can make it. Somehow you can make it. You can't give in to the media. You can't give in to the general perception about your team. You can't give in to any of that stuff. You got to be above all of that, and somehow you got to still believe you can make it.
Yeah, I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but so when Woody Johnson was over as the ambassador and during the 4 years of Donald Trump the first time, was he wasn't supposed to.
Technically, you're not allowed to have any say in the business or anything if you have that particular job.
Right.
And I think that's more because of the government side of things. I don't necessarily know that that's an NFL rule.
All right, so
maybe it is. I don't know.
Now, do we believe that was the case? Do we believe that Christopher Johnson was running the organization alone?
I do.
Okay, all right.
I wouldn't say that he wouldn't call his brother and ask him.
Well, that's a big deal, though.
I mean, a phone call, I guess so. I think, but the decision making all fell on the lap of Christopher Johnson. Yes,
because that's a problem if he goes back over there, Woody. Now, Woody is not the greatest owner in the world. We understand that, but I mean, Christopher's tenure here was rough. I mean, and they hired Adam Gase. He had some weird press conferences. He's a really, really nice guy, Christopher Johnson. He's just almost too nice, loves the players too much. And I think that's going to be an issue if they go into another offseason where they're going to have to hire a coach and a general manager, and Christopher Johnson's the one running it. Now, you could say, how much worse could it get with Woody? Okay, well, I will present to you Adam Gase. Adam Gase! That was the Christopher Johnson hire. And not only that, Adam Gase and Greg Williams. Remember that?
Yeah.
We're going to give you Greg Williams. I mean, that was a disaster. So if he's making the decisions.
But you also have to remember, you know, there are people in the league office, and I don't know who these people are, but I do know that they do exist, that are promoting different players, different coaches, I should say, different front office people. There's the Rooney Rule. There's all the different things that you have to follow before you hire somebody. And there's a list of candidates. So we could sit here and talk about Mike Vrabel and Bill Belichick and Ben Johnson and whoever else. But until you go through the entire list that the NFL is going to give to these teams that are going to be looking for new coaches or possibly new general managers, you know, that's where it all is generated from. And then you start calling around and you interview people and you ask about qualifications and whether or not you would recommend them. And, you know, that's kind of what Christopher Johnson tried to do the first time.
Well, it was the famous Peyton Manning phone call. That's what got Adam Gase hired, was Christopher Johnson took a call from Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning said Adam Gase is the guy, he needs to be the coach, and he was the coach. So that concerns me. I mean, either one of those guys making a decision concerns me, but I actually think that Woody Johnson is the lesser of the two evils when it comes to that, if they're going to be hiring more people. And it sucks for Joe Douglas. It really does, because he had worked so hard and built this whole thing up, and then, you know, of course, the injury last year, and then it was him and Rob Saleh together, and then the owner comes in and kicks him out, Rob Saleh, and it's like, now you got Joe Douglas, essentially, unless this thing turns completely around, being a lame duck general manager. It sucks.
And just to be clear, it's not an NFL rule that if Woody Johnson goes and becomes the, you know, ambassador to Great Britain, that, you know, he can't say something. It's not an NFL rule. I think it's a government rule.
Okay.
You know, what I'm saying, I think you got to, like, when you get into these positions, I'm thinking that you have to divorce yourself from everything you do in your private life because now you become a public servant.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, is that a hard and fast rule? Or
not in the NFL, it's not.
Are they sitting there like, hey.
That would be illegal. I would think it's a legal government thing.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe there is some consultation there, but... Where this team goes in from now to the end of the regular season, I mean, this was supposed to be a team that was adding to the trophy case. Chances are that's not going to happen. So what is the acceptable minimum for Woody and Christopher Johnson?
Well, they go to the playoffs.
Just go, though?
I think they go to the playoffs and they get themselves out of this. Then I think they can give Jeff Ulbrich maybe a three-year deal and keep him.
So just to make it. So they make the playoffs, and
I'm speculating. I don't know.
But
I don't
have
any.
I'm just.
I got to see how they're playing. I got to see what it looks like. I got to see who they run into. Like if they run into the Baltimore Ravens, who have the number two seed, or the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they play them again, they have a number two seed. You know, okay, let's see what you do. Let's see. Like when you think about it, Kansas City most likely going to be number one seed. Don't see them losing the number one seed. And then you look at the rest of the teams. The Jets could beat any one of those teams.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of mediocrity. I think the most difficult situation for them would probably be having to go to Buffalo again.
Yeah, I mean, this week, right, exactly. And depending on what Josh Allen you get. But this week is going to, I feel like it's been a really long time since we have seen them play, obviously, because it was a Thursday night. This week is going to tell us a lot.
And I would tell you that if the Jets end up looking for a coach at the end of the year or GM candidate, Troy Vincent from the NFL office is the one that's going to be pushing the list towards them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Say, here are these candidates. We believe these candidates are ready to go. We believe these candidates should be interviewed, which is a good thing because I think that does help the owners find people that maybe they would have never even thought about before.
Sort of like a Corn Ferry.
It's kind of, well, yeah, I guess you could say that. It's kind of like how Tomlin got hired by the Steelers, and look how that turned out.
Yeah, obviously very, very well. Let's go to Sean, who's calling from Miller Place. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, man, what's up?
Not much. So, I mean, I just, you know, talking about Chris Johnson potentially coming back in, I kind of liken him to, you know, Fredo Corleone, if the Jets were the Corleone crime family. You know, those were some of the, you know, all of the Jets' embarrassing years. Those 4 years when he was at the helm were pretty bad. I mean, coaching where football is going, those were some pretty embarrassing days. And I just think with the uncertainty surrounding the roster next year, if Woody is to, you know, get an ambassadorship somewhere overseas, we could be in for some even darker days ahead of us.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel the same way about it. Now, Woody Johnson.
Just so you know, though, I mean, Christopher and Woody were together when they went out there to go see Aaron Rodgers. He's involved. He's involved very much so with Jaime over there. At the Jets, their president, with Joe Douglas, with Rob Saleh, when Rob Saleh was here. You know, Woody's involved in all of that stuff. I mean, Christopher is. I mean, it's not like he's sitting off to the side not doing anything. I mean, he's part of the co-ownership.
But it's more talking about when he had the reins during the
question.
Time
who's
that
making,
was over.
Who's making worse decisions? The Jets or the Giants? Over the last 10 years.
It's like, which porta potty smells better? Like, I don't know, man. It's horrendous. They're both horrendous.
It hasn't worked out for either one of them.
And no, it's but right. They're absolutely. And we've talked plenty about the hires that John Mara has had. Plenty about him. And the reason why the discussion today is more about the Jets is because Joe Douglas spoke. So, yeah, I mean, but that's whataboutism right there. That's what you just did. You just give a little dose, a little sprinkle of whataboutism. Well, what about the Giants?
Right. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, like, I know we're Jet fans worry about the Jets, Giant fans worry about the Giants, but I'm just saying we have to sit here and worry about both of them.
I know. It's like the classic, I always bring it up, with the Kobe Bryant, RIP, when Kobe, after that whole thing in Colorado came out, it's like, well, Shaq cheats on his wife, too. Like, what? Huh? Well, no one's talking about that.
Every time I think about Troy Vincent, I think about the 1995 Jets season.
Which is not fun for you.
No, I threw an interception like in the second or third play of the game. I think that he returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, not good.
So I'm not on that list.
Let's go to Nick and Vernon. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for Thanks for taking my call. So interesting conversation we had recently at a youth football game a couple of weeks ago. We ran into Rob Sala, he was very gracious enough to speak with us, and we gave him thanks for his time with the Jets organization. And in the conversation, pretty interesting, he brought up how Woody Johnson listens too much to the fans, and it was a knee-jerk reaction. He was completely caught off guard with the firing. It was just an interesting conversation that he pass that information on to us.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, Nick. And Rob Sala, I mean, somebody's got to give him a muzzle. He's got to stop talking. He's got to stop talking. Like, don't.
It's hard
like,
when you're fired, man. It's
yeah,
really
I
hard.
Understand, but
it's
he
hard.
Was doing it when he was here. He was texting with Joe Beningo, for God's sakes.
He, he tried. That's all I can tell you. He's gone now, so I'm not going to sit here and criticize any of it. I'm just going
to. You can't be just talking. I mean, he's like, because this is what happens. You Rob Sala at the football game. You mentioned one comment. The guy calls up and he says it on our show. It's like, I mean, come on, Rob. Enough. Just fine. Like, and maybe Woody Johnson does listen too much to the fans. But also, it's not like things were going well.
By the way, I think all owners listen to fans. They do. I mean, like, Bill Parcells.
Because those are their customers.
Bill Parcells, owners can count. They can count the amount of players you have in the field and the amount of fans you got in the stands. And fans are very loud. Social media is very loud. They just raised ticket prices.
Yeah.
Again. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on when you're talking about owners listening to fans.
Yeah, I mean it's essentially it's a customer who's got complaints. Now, you don't listen to them in the sense of like I'm going to hire every guy that the fan wants me to hire, but if the fan base is pissed off, it's a problem because it affects business.
How many coaches and GMs have the Knicks gone through? How many coaches and GMs have the Mets gone through?
Yeah.
I mean the most stable franchise and the best franchise run around here, honestly, is the Yankees, because they are stable. This the same and even their fans are sick and tired sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, and maybe it's a minority of fans, but it's still a very loud minority of fans.
Let's go to Nick in Huntington. What's up, Nick?
Hey guys, how you been?
All right, Nicky, what's happening, brother?
Hey, I hear everybody talking about Sala and firing and Woody, and I think everybody's missing the big point of why Woody fired Sala when he did. All right. Listen to me here. Woody hasn't really done anything in his life, right? He's just a billionaire who got the money from his family. He never was part of the company. The first thing he ever really did worth anything is go over to the UK and be an ambassador, all right? And he collected all these rich friends and these buddies, and his team comes over, and he's got all his new rich buddies, you know, aristocrat buddies in his booth, and he was straight up embarrassed by that game. And that's why he fired him. He fired him directly after the London game, because all his little London buddies were there, and he was just embarrassed. And this is a guy who's never really done much in his life, all right? And that's why he did it.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a part of it. I mean, it's not like he fired Rob Sala when he had an exemplary record as a head coach and things were going great. But I could see that being the thing, the straw that broke the camel's back, whatever cliche you want to use. Probably had something to do with it.
You have to remember that, you know, they were coming off of a 10-9 loss at home to Denver. And this was a 23-17 loss to Minnesota that they had a chance to win the game on the final drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen. And I do believe that there was a struggle internally with Nate Hackett and the way that he was running the offense and how it was disorganized. And when you're an offensive coordinator in this league or a defense coordinator, you better know your crap. And you better have your stuff buttoned up and you better make sure everybody knows what they're doing. And for the first 6 weeks of the season, could you sit here and honestly say that you felt like comfortable watching them play?
No.
That they all knew what they were doing?
No.
I honestly felt bad for the players, because that person calling those plays and setting up that part of the playbook, no matter how great the quarterback is just so valuable to the head coach. And I really believe coming back after that Minnesota game, I don't know, you never know what's on those headsets. Coaches are screaming and yelling. You don't know if plays are going in the right way, if formations are being told to the quarterback. By the way, this quarterback's so smart, he should know everything anyway. He shouldn't have to have, you know, a headset in his helmet. He should just be able to tell by who's coming on the field, who the coach is sending on the field, what play to run or what group of plays to run. But I don't know. To me, it sounded like Rob Sala had enough of the disorganization on the offensive side of the ball. That's why he wanted to demote Nate Hackett and elevate Todd Downing himself. He wanted to do that. And that happened after Woody Johnson fired him, right? Why would that happen? That happened because this is what Rob Saleh wanted to have happen. But by the way, we're going to fire you as well. You know, because I think that I also think that Woody and Christopher have a deal made with Aaron Rodgers that Nate Hackett was going to be here when he came here.
Yeah, and he's here.
And you got to remember, Aaron Rodgers took less money to come here. Aaron Rodgers brought immediate credibility to the Jets, probably sold a ton of tickets, ton of jerseys, the whole thing. And then unfortunately, four plays in, he blows his Achilles out and everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, now you've got this year that has gotten off to a miserable start, and here we are. But all is not lost yet. But it may be if they lose on Sunday.
It's the America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back. He's got another update. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Not a good night for the Knickerbockers. They didn't play badly, but they didn't finish, and they lost in Atlanta.
Here's Rizashe. We are tied at 110.
Look at the pause and composure of the neophyte. Coming into the paint, taking his time, duping and hooping.
30 points for the rookie. And now the Hawks have scored five in a row.
That's a Zach Richey.
Duping and hooping?
He did. But I don't think what you're thinking.
What was he thinking?
I don't know.
I mean, play it again. I just want to hear that again.
Here's Rizashe. We are tied at 110.
Look at the pause and composure of the neophyte. Coming into the paint, taking his time, duping and hooping.
Duping.
Yeah, duping. I mean, duping to me is...
Duping in the paint?
Right, is going number two. That's what dupe is around here.
Dipping and duping, maybe? I don't know.
I think another definition is like sort of like misdirecting and fooling to dupe someone.
Oh,
thank you, Eddie.
Right, Eddie.
Get your minds out of the gutter.
Yeah, duping.
It sounded good, though.
Anyhow, Richey with 33, Jalen Johnson 23. The Hawks beat the Knicks 121-116. Kenny Albert and Clyde Frazier on MSG. So here's Tom Thibodeau. So what happened?
We started slowly, worked our way back, got the lead. Our offense was fine. And then you know, we're giving them a second and third shot, you know, so they had 16 more field goal attempts, 27 points, and then we were high turnover. So bad combination.
Not a good combination. Here was Carl Anthony Towns, 34 points, 16 rebounds in the loss. Talks about going 2-2 on the road trip, but they won their first two and then dropped the two in Houston and now Atlanta.
We started off well. We got some good momentum moves. And, just tonight, you know, including myself, I just came out sluggish, and we can't allow that to happen. You know, we got to impose our will. We got to play, you know, near the next basketball right from the giddy-up. You know, can't just ease into the game.
Also in the loss, Jalen Brunson had 21, but a tough second half. The Knicks now 3-4, the Hawks 4-5 on the season. Elsewhere in Boston, you had Steve Kerr and the Warriors taking on the Celtics. Not that Kerr played, but the head coach. And before the game, he was asked about feeling regret for not playing Jason Tatum in the Olympics. This was his first time in Boston, so the Boston media got a chance to ask him.
Do I have any regrets? We can't control the story, you know, so... I mean, that's this job, you know.
And that's this job, and then he would.
Yeah, I would have said, "Look, we won a gold medal."
Well, he did.
We won the gold medal.
Oh, there you go.
I don't give it a whole lot of thought, other than I didn't enjoy, you know, not playing Jason against Serbia, not playing Joel against South Sudan. Those are not fun decisions.
Now, as you can imagine, when he got introduced in Boston. And so you hear the boos, but the Warriors got the last laugh. They won 118-112. Steph Curry had 27. Tatum in the loss with 32. I don't think Jaylen Brown played in this game, so a little shorthanded. But good road win for the Warriors, who are out to a good start at 7-1. Cavaliers beat the Pelicans 131-122. Cleveland 9-0. And the Grizzlies beat the Lakers 131-114. You had Ja Morant score 20. LeBron had 39 in the loss. After that, not a lot. Here was their head coach, J.J. Redick.
I think LeBron was fantastic tonight. I mean, the biggest thing that stood out, I mean, I had no idea he had 39 until I'm not looking at the box scores during the game. But, you know, he played hard, you know. He's almost 40 years old and played the hardest on our team. Says a lot about him.
So with one of the follow-ups, and then he leaves.
J.J., you're talking a lot about two or three guys, getting them to put in the effort. You talked a lot about wanting to play hard and LeBron being the guy that played hard in tonight's game. How do you address that with the team? What's your philosophy for approaching that?
I just did.
That was it. Got up and walked away. So he was done with that conversation.
Welcome to the NBA coaching ranks.
Yeah, he is prickly, man. He is. A lot of stuff bothers that guy. I mean, it happened when he was on TV. It's happening now. He's very easily rankled. That makes sense?
Certainly seems to be.
Rankled, is that a word there, Eddie? Right, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
College basketball, you had number 3 UConn beat up Sacred Heart 92-56, number 25 Rutgers over Wagner, 75-52, and Columbia wins on the road at Villanova 92-80. All right, we've got week 10 of the NFL tonight, Bengals and Ravens. We'll have it on the fan. Jamar Chase was asked about preparation into this game.
Short week, Jamar. The preparation obviously gets crunched down by a lot. Does it feel to you like cramming for a test back in school?
I didn't study in school. But
yeah, exactly.
You know what? I wouldn't if I were him either.
I didn't think he had.
He didn't have to study, I guess. But you know, the thing about it is the Bengals are 4-2 in their last six, but all four wins have come against teams that have losing records.
Well, tonight's a pretty good test.
It will be. It should be a high scoring game. You know, both these teams go up and down the field, and neither one of their defenses are all that great against the pass.
Bengals 4-5, the Ravens 6-3 on the season. The Giants play in Germany Sunday morning against the Panthers. Daniel Jones sucks being 2-7, but got to keep working.
No one's happy with where we are now. Challenges now, you know, are you going to let that affect your preparation? Are you going to let that affect your attitude and your effort? Or are you going to use it to, you know, motivate you and, you know, elevate your game, elevate your preparation? And I think, you know, we all have to make the decision to do that.
We shall see. Here was Wink Martindale, their former defensive coordinator. I know you touched on this. This was him yesterday taking his shots at the Giants.
Glad that I'm here. I love the players that we have. You know, I think that obviously a different game, but, you know, it's a lot better than being in some places that are 2-7.
totally unnecessary, especially when that team's not even doing all that well.
What are
right?
they, 5-4 or something like that?
Yeah.
6-4. They're not great, that's for sure.
I think they're 500 somehow, right?
Okay.
They're 3-3 in the conference. Yes.
Overall?
5-4.
Okay, 5-4. So Jerry's right. 5-4. Yeah, I mean, it's not a great year for them, obviously, after coming off a national championship. But, I mean, it's a totally unnecessary shot at the Giants.
Speaking of unnecessary shots, you guys also touched on this. I was going to play for you. James Jones, I played this yesterday, criticizing Dak Prescott going on injured reserve with the hamstring injury.
Dak Prescott, with the way the season is going right now, we heard him on the sideline, what he said. Dak is quitting on these boys. You are not. Is it off the ball?
Yeah, apparently it is off the ball in the hamstring tendon. So he's going to be gone for longer than 4 weeks. Again, that was on FS1. So that is a problem for Dallas, but it is what it is. And so he's injured. And we'll see. Who knows if he apologizes for that?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to, right?
Doesn't he have to? I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, criticize a guy like we criticize Daniel Jones here. We criticize Aaron Rodgers, whatever. It's criticizing the play is one thing, but saying a guy quit. And especially this guy, out of all the guys to say that quit on his team, this guy doesn't quit on his team.
When he had a massive injury. Massive.
I mean, the hamstring is off the bone, Jerry.
He also played with he also had a hand injury in that game that he played through until the hamstring injury occurred. So, not great. And again, he is referencing, and we all saw it, you know, Dak on the sideline saying, we bleeping suck, which they haven't been good.
Yeah, well, they'll clean house and start over again next year.
Now, with Dak out, that's going to hurt some fantasy football owners, some like Kevin Durant, who was on with Kay Adams yesterday.
My fantasy team took a hit for sure.
You never even told me. I'm getting all of a sudden you're peeling back the layers on me for me right now. You never told me he was your quarterback.
I did tell you that. See, you see how
you picked him as your
another woman who
don't. Why are we arguing?
Another woman who don't listen.
You know, the main thing about Kevin Durant, I thought he was a Washington Commanders fan. And he got Dallas Cowboys quarterback as his fantasy quarterback?
You know what
doesn't make goofy. Any sense.
You know what you do. You have whoever's going to help you win. And Dak wasn't playing that well, so his team probably stinks.
Very stereotypical, though, of KD.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, well, it's another woman who doesn't listen to me.
Ooh. Do you remember Clyde and Mike Breen back in the day on MSG? A stereotypical flashback. No?
No, I don't think so. I'm
Eddie
sure.
He does, right?
Yeah, it's before G's time.
Pass deflected out of bounds by Rice. It's still the ball 5 on the shot clock. And that basketball hit a woman in about the 4th row on the deflection. She appears to be a little shaken up.
She's probably running her mouth like most women instead of watching the game.
Oh. I never heard that.
You never heard that?
No.
Oh, God. That was a promo for a long time. So
shut your pie hole.
Yeah, very stereotypical. That was like 1995, I think. I think that was when they were on the radio. Sure.
We can't play that Bob Murphy thing, can we?
Let's move on.
No.
The GM meeting's Wednesday. Scott Boras talking the Mets' plan in the offseason.
I think the Mets are obviously trying to get to their goal, which is winning a world championship, and I think they've been very clear about pursuing this aggressively.
And that was a very serious comment, nothing goofy or stupid. Here was David Stearns and asking for a reaction to that.
I certainly think we are pursuing aggressively players that we believe will help us win a World Series, not only this year, but for years to come.
So you want to win the World Series.
Accurate.
So you're being definitive here, huh?
Being definitive.
And so everybody knows they're going to battle with the Yankees and these other teams. And there's this report that the Rays are going to be in on Juan Soto. No, they're not. Here was Boras, though, gushing about Soto and what he will provide to a team.
Well, I think the fact that when you have something that no one else has in the player community, in the talent arena, you have the jewel, you have the Mona Lisa.
And then he would go on to say,
the Mona Lisa.
He will be in his prime for the next 15 years. So
no.
We shall see. And then lastly.
So if he's saying that he's going to be in his prime for the next 15 years, he's looking for a 15-year deal?
That's what it sounds like to me.
To get to 41?
Yeah. When he puts 15 out there, that tells me that's what he wants. That's a lot of years. So we shall see.
The closest thing to this would, I think Mike Trout signed a 12-year deal at the age of 27.
Well, no, we talked about Harper yesterday at 26 years old signing.
13.
Yeah. So, all similar. I mean, 12, 13, 14, whatever. They're very long deals.
It's a 15-year deal.
Very lengthy. And Oof. Then I'll leave you with this. Do you remember this clip from October 2nd about Jordan Montgomery from the Diamondbacks owner?
Looking back, in hindsight, a horrible decision, you know, to have invested that money in a guy that performed as poorly as he did. It's our biggest mistake this season from a talent standpoint.
Wow.
And yes, I'm the perpetrator of that.
So I play that because the GM of the Diamondbacks met with Montgomery, I guess, to kind of clear the air. I don't know how you clear that air because that was pretty rough.
Well, Montgomery actually picked up the option, though.
Well, yeah, of course he did.
So now if you're the Diamondbacks, do you try to trade him at least?
I guess you could.
I guess you would have to.
Amazing. Right? He didn't opt out after that crappy season?
No, he basically opted in and said, screw you. I'm opting in for my new deal.
Yeah, exactly. So there you have it.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Thursday morning. A feel-good football Friday tomorrow. We'll be breaking down what happened with the Bengals and the Ravens and getting ready for another one of these critical games for the Jets if they're trying to save their season. And also the Giants out there in Germany. Phil Sims is going to be there. Mr. Phil Sim. We'll be out there in Germany bopping around, telling everybody about the wonders and how happy he is because he's taking Balance of Nature and how he's 68 years old and he's working with quarterbacks and all the things that he tells people. And he's just going to take that over to Germany as an ambassador for the New York Giants. So it'll be probably one of the worst football games on paper that you could have in this season. And if they lose, then that's a pretty good thing for their draft order. But at the same time, Brian Daboll's probably like, if we lose this game, then I don't even know if I'm going to be here next year because I just saw a guy in Dennis Allen get fired after he lost to the Panthers.
Yeah, well, there's a chance that we come in Monday morning. Giants are 3-7 and the Jets are 3-7.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. That's why the Jets have got to win this game out in Arizona. And I do expect the Giants to beat up pretty good on Bryce Young, who has not won a football game away from Carolina. He's 0-10 away from home. Not that he's any great shakes at home either. He's not a very good, you know, he's just very slight, very small. And if Dexter Lawrence actually falls on him, I hope he gets up.
God. Yeah, I don't know the circumstances around drafting him, and I understand he was a really good player in college. We saw him play in big games, but he looks nothing like an NFL quarterback out there. And we talked about Kyler Murray as the Jets are going to see him this week. I mean, he, as small as he is, he looked like in the second that he stepped onto the field in the NFL that he could hold his own. Like Bryce Young looks confused, like he showed up at the wrong stadium for the wrong sport.
And they don't have a great team. You know, they just traded away his best wide receiver. Maybe not in their eyes. Maybe they felt like they needed to move on and kind of reset.
Well, he was causing noise, too. And they
yeah, well, he was unhappy. Right. So I just think, you know, the Giants, if they do lose this game, I mean, the owners know what's going on. I mean, they know who they're playing,
right,
of course, and they know whether a team is any good. And, you know, some owners, you know, don't want to put up with losing to teams like this. And that's one of the reasons why Dennis Allen got fired.
Let's go to Paul, who's out in Bayport. What's going on, Paul?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
All right, Paul, what's happening? What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm not really a political guy. However, that being said, I was telling every Jets fan that would listen, please vote Trump so that he can send Woody back to England. Christopher might be just not bright enough to fold up shop like I asked you guys last year. How hard can it be to just disband the whole damn team? Fold it up.
Like, and then what? Right. And then do what then? Just like quit the NFL?
Yes, get rid of the whole damn team. I'll watch college football. I have no problem watching college football. Greg, you and I have a mutual bartender friend of mine. I don't know if he wants his name said on the radio. Let's just call him Tom. He's got a T-shirt for you because I made up T-shirts that say Fold Up Shop on it.
Fold Up Shop.
I just fold it up, man. I mean, it can happen to all these stores disappear. You know, there's no Toys R Us anymore. Why can't we just fold up shop? I'm tired of dealing with
Toys R Us anymore. Come on. I mean, see, that's funny. Yeah, it's not going to happen. The Jets aren't going to move. They're
I think
the
last Kmart just shut down.
Yeah.
In Bridgehampton.
Is there what? There's still that one Blockbuster that's open? Right?
Yeah,
there's
I don't know. They keep one open.
Maybe one open, yeah. I think there's one.
I think that Bridgehampton Kmart's turning into a Target.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You know, Target and Walmart have taken over all of that. What's your favorite store like that that has gone away?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
There's still some of those around.
I think they're trying to bring them back.
I thought there was a bunch of those around.
No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think. You know, I was a big Caldor guy.
Caldor guy, huh? How about you, Al?
There was a store for a while called Service Merchandise where it was like you were shopping like a catalog, but you were in the store and then you would order it and then go wait where it would come up on one of the, like the pulley systems and then you would get your product. I kind of like that store. It was unique.
Wow. And you had to deal with people, really.
Yeah, you did very basically. You filled out this form of what you wanted, handed it to someone, and then it came up from the basement, the product itself.
That's interesting.
They had a catalog and everything, but you could go to the Service Merchandise.
You know what? They remember Cheap John's?
Yeah, of course.
Cheap John's is one that was a Long Island one. I don't know if they had Cheap John's in Jersey.
I'm old enough to remember Gimbel's, Bond's, you know. Places like that.
Did you guys have a Two Guys?
A&P. Two Guys? I don't remember Two Guys.
I don't remember Two Guys.
No. I know Five Guys. I don't know Two Guys.
Two Guys. Yeah, Cheap John's was a big one out on Long Island. I like that. They should bring back a Cheap John's. Genovese.
Genovese Drugs, baby. Yes.
Yeah.
Nescott. And these dice up Nescott and Janelle's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rickles.
Which ones?
Rickles, Lumber.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Rickles. Yeah. What would you bring back, Eddie, if you could bring back one of these businesses that are now defunct? My final answer was Caldor. I really enjoyed going to Caldor as a kid.
But what's different between Caldor and Target today? Nothing.
I'll tell you what it is. I'm old now. And back then, I was young, and there was like toys section in Caldor. And it was like, if I know I'm going to Caldor,
I'm getting a toy.
I'm getting something. Yeah. So it was like, that's what's in my head. Sort of like my girls with Target now, I'm sure.
Crazy Eddie.
Crazy Eddie. You'd like to bring him back just for the commercials?
Yeah.
That was a whole big thing, right?
How about the Wiz?
Nobody beats the Wiz, baby. You endorsed them for a while, didn't you?
Me and Phil.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody beats the Wiz. Yep. Now, PC Rich is still doing very well.
Strong. Yeah, hanging in there. Yep.
Yeah, doing strong.
There used to be appliance stores where you could go in and bargain with them to lower the price of like a VCR. It was very uncomfortable. Like I used to go in with my dad to these. It was like a normal thing in New Jersey. You'd be like a VCR would be listed for like $700. He'd be like, I would go $600 for that. Like it was a flea market.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was always uncomfortable to me. I just wanted to just tell me what the price is.
I'll buy it. Get out of here.
Because he'd do the walkout, you know, like he would do with cars back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm the same way in situations like that. Like
Tops Appliance was the place that happened.
Tops Appliance. like if someone says, yeah, this is, you know, we have it listed here for $500, but, you know, we're actually, it's now $550. I'm like, okay, now fine. Yeah, just to like get the interaction over with and get out of there. That's what I'm more concerned about. So stupid. It's just so stupid. And then I watch other friends of mine and be like, wait, what? You did what? Like, I got that same thing for $6, you idiot. And I'm like, yeah, but I was socially awkward. I wanted it to end. I wanted to get home. So I just did whatever I needed to do. I just got a text from Little Boomer.
Oh, you did?
I don't know about what. Oh, he wrote Modell's.
Modell's, yeah, Modell's is great.
He misses Modell's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Modell's was great.
It used to be Herman's.
Yeah, people had told me that. I think that was before my time. But, you know, Modell's was great for if your team actually won the championship or
then
whatever.
They would have all the merch. All the merch and everything.
That next day, you'd show up at Modell's.
And they'd stock it. I remember Mitch Modell used to tell me, if your team won, he'd be spending thousands of dollars bringing merch in as quickly as he possibly could.
Yep, absolutely. It was all over the place. Like when the Rangers won in 94, Modell's was probably
just on fire at that point.
And now I think of it as Herman's was the other one when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Herman's Sporting Goods.
Same deal.
Yeah.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.